Next, we're heading to a farm producing eggs. Quite a few ideas are being hatched at Henergy. For a start, there's a strange-looking beast in the front paddock.
We're just heading into a paddock now, yep. And there is a marvellous-looking machine. It's a bit tank-like, but there are chickens running around it, chickens sitting in it, on it. Tell me what we've got here.
Well, we've got something that we think is a genuine innovation. It's what we call Henergy Pure, and it's what we think the really pure expression of free range truly is, where the accommodation for the hens moves, and it moves around the paddocks, and the hens can freely roam across the pasture.
Michael Jameson runs Henergy, a farm which has been producing eggs near Masterton for the past 25 years. They're experimenting with a kind of self-contained motorhome for hens, which other livestock farmers can put on their land to diversify their business and improve their pasture.
Yeah, this is part of regenerative farming. This has actually been around for hundreds of years. People have used animals in this way, really, but never, not so much in a modern farming system. So we're trying to do this in a way that we think can add value to modern farms. But yet, so we see when the wagon's moved and it's in other areas, we can see how green the grass is where the birds have been. And if we look at what they've done with their own manure and the manure of the animals that they're following, it does just takes it from this hard, you know, clump out to this beautiful, soluble and rich nutrient that the plants seem to boost back.
So the chicken poo and the pecking contributes to it?
It all contributes. And the trick is to keep things moving. So a lot of the issue with a number of free-range farms is the birds are stuck in one place forever. It's just flock after flock after flock on the land. It's really hard with limited land space to do good pasture management. So this is really designed for something different than that. And what we've seen is, as I say, with the loading that we're seeing nutritionally in the eggs, you know, some really good things that are going on with it. So this girl's a bit more interested in than she should be.
She's trying to stop
trying
the,
to climb
stop
the
onto
secret
my,
getting
my
out.
And perch on there.
Yeah. So, but look, they're all, you know, you see from the hens, they love being out in this environment doing this sort of stuff. And again, if we can just put nature back together, I think we're going to come up with something really, really cool. Because a lot of the problems we're trying to solve were actually solved by nature a long time ago. So it's just how do we find those again for what we do now.
Put Henrietta down.
Yeah, Henrietta, there we go.
The wagon's in the middle of the paddock, like a container on wheels, with open hatches on both sides and ramps for the chickens to get in and out.
We decided that every trailer should be named after the farmer's daughters. And in this case, this one's called Hazel because my daughter was in my office one night late when I was working, and I was trying to figure out, because as you can see, it's pretty robust looking. And I was trying to figure out what we could do with it, with the physical piece, and she came in with an egg carton and said, I think it should look like this, Dad. And it was an egg carton with wheels on it. Technically, it decouples at the front, but fundamentally, it's solar powered. We have Internet of Things, so all of the data from the wagon in terms of feed consumption and water gets pinged back to our smartphones.
The chooks are free to run about during the day and head back to the trailer when they want to lay or perch.
But the hens have come up here for their food and their water. As you can see, they're drinking there now. Very natural way for birds. They used to get their water from leaves, so that they're used to that, and that's the way they like to do it.
But it seems like the chickens are a bit more interested in me at the moment.
Chickens are very curious. And again, this is sort of the basis of what Henergy is trying to do with this. The idea of sentience, which is in the middle of our animal welfare code, that animals are very invested in experiences that are important to them, and they can perceive and feel. And what we're trying to do is design our business around that idea. And how do we really bring that out and bring that through? And so for us, Henergy Pure is a great expression of that. And the hens love it. They love interacting with the people out here. And they enjoy the new experiences as they tour around the country and going to different farms. So we park it up here when it's not on a farm. And it also allows us to do a bit more of the science and a bit more of the documentation of how to run it. We've already got a really major dairy company very interested at the moment, and we're just trying to get the right the right design, the right iteration of this for the type of soil on their farm and how many birds it will carry and how we'll manage the different bits that go into it, the rearing and the grading of the eggs and feed and all the rest. I hope you're not getting pecked too much.
I'm
just exploring it.
Best to move away from the curious hens to hear more about some of the research Michael's having done into the pasture-fed hens and their eggs.
And as we got deeper into the tests that we were seeing back from assured quality on the eggs, they were giving us really high ratings in certain valuable nutrients. And so we dug a bit deeper into that, and the story is actually one of sunshine. So New Zealand has very high levels of UV light coming through. We have less ozone in the atmosphere than some places in the world. And the concentrations here can be 30 to 40% higher than other parts of the world, which is always dangerous for our skin. Plants can't go and hide in the shade or put on sunscreen. And they've evolved this defence against getting their DNA damaged by the UV light, which contains a really, really beautiful level of antioxidants. And the hens are particularly efficient as they eat those plants and putting those nutrients and storing in the lipid fats of the eggs. And what we've also found is egg yolks are very, very what they call bioavailable to your body. So your body breaks them down and can utilise them 200 to 300% better than you could if you took it through other sources. So you're sort of built to eat them almost. And the nutrient levels and loadings are extremely good for eyesight. So we've got a piece of science work that we're looking to get some funding help on from our dear government friends, if we can, to pull all that science together and then to spread this across the pastures of New Zealand. We think it'll help de-intensify where people have too many animals on their land, and there may be some dairy farms in that category, but still allow the farmers to have a level of income that improves the quality and regenerates the soil on their lands.
But most of Hennergy's eggs are laid by chooks, which roam inside big barns, where we're heading now. The company was the first to get an SPCA blue tick for its cage-free production methods back in 1999. Now more producers are piling into cage-free as consumers demand more ethical farming methods and a cage ban looms at the end of 2022. Here's Hennergy's founder, Graham Napier.
We've just built barn number 18 and the original sheds, there were only two of them, so we've built 16 over that time and we're still building the barn number 18 is just being finished and young pullets will be loaded in there today.
And how has the operation changed since you first started?
It's certainly changed dramatically from what I was used to. I came from a farming background of sheep, cattle and a few deer. When I came here, I hadn't even had chickens in my backyard, so I was totally green. That actually was, looking back on it, was an advantage because I didn't have blinkers on and I had to get advice from outside advice. I talked with Massey University and there was a postgrad student there from Europe, and we could see that there was a better way of farming chickens than the traditional cage farming. So we were the first to introduce barn eggs into New Zealand back 25 years ago.
What are your plans for the future? I mean, are you still going to go ahead with the barn-style farming?
Yes, we are. And we're looking at free range as well on top of that, just to complement what we're doing.
Why not go all free range?
Free range does have some disadvantages. The cost of production is a lot more, and you need a huge amount of land, so the cost of setting up is quite significant. And producing eggs all year round is a lot more difficult in a free-range environment where you have shorter days in the winter and colder days. And our customers want to have a consistent supply throughout the year, so we can't let our customers down.
We've arrived at one of the barns to hear from plant manager Brent McKenzie and hen keeper Brenda Edmeads. They've been trialling something Hennergy's calling hentertainment.
Oh, Brenda, this is Sally.
Hi.
Hi,
Brenda's one of our hen keepers, hen keeper.
Nice to meet you.
And as Brent explains, Brenda's job is to keep her girls happy.
Throughout her day, she'll oversee, so they do a number of things that effectively try sort of mental stimulation for the hens. So we're looking at whole grain feeding. So she does whole grain feeding the litter. So that's for a couple of reasons. That's we want to promote the hens foraging the litter, so that keeps the litter friable, keeps the better for dust bathing for the hens, and also promotes good gizzard development, so better digestion for the hens, so good gut health for the hens. Also, we do pecking blocks to sort of direct any pecking behaviour towards, like a mineral block. They've got fibre source pecking bales. At the moment, we're using straw. It's all basically aimed at creating an environment that's stimulating and improving animal welfare. The base animal welfare requirements are a lot around stocking density, that type of thing, and there's not a lot around stimulation and sort of mental well-being for the hens.
You've got some feed there. What have you got?
This is the grain that we spread out for them. So we go around each morning and we just sprinkle it out for them, and they just come in and go for feed.
These become my babies, so I become quite possessive. I often go around and just talk to them, so everybody thinks I'm quite mad. Yep. They know innkeepers that do come in, so they get quite excited and they go like, oh yep, this person's in. Yeah.
So you can see here we've got the pecking blocks that the hens have access to, the baskets, so it's either got a fibre source such as straw or lucerne in it, and we've also fitted out the shed with a few sort of natural objects just to give the hens a little bit more play areas in the shed, I guess. So we've got perching and scratching areas, so you can see a big emphasis is on litter quality in the sheds, so we want to keep the litter friable. Particularly later in the day, you'll see a lot of dust bathing. The hens love covering themselves in the wood shavings. So that's a natural behaviour that they sort of get from being in the forest. That they like to have that available to them to be able to cover themselves and effectively sort of clean themselves.
Well, entertainment... it's kind of like putting yourself in their shoes a little bit. So what we wanted to do was recognise the fact that hens, you know, you've seen them today, they're curious creatures, they're sociable. And they like things to do, they like to keep activated. And we wanted to create opportunities for them to have good behaviours. And it's very hard to cage-free farm. A lot of people, I think, went into cages because it's much simpler. You segregate and cage the birds. It's easy to look after, you don't need many people to do it, you don't need the same skills. So if we wanted to get bigger and cage-free, we also want to get better and cage-free, because we know that more people are coming into cage-free. So we wanted to be able to introduce systems that we could replicate across our barns and train our people into, that our people enjoy and the hens enjoy. So we've been looking at what other people are doing overseas, and looking at some of the university work that's been done around sentience and animal happiness, and then trying to translate those into what we could do inside of our barns, and then just seeing how those practices evolved.
And what did you discover after doing that research?
Well, we discovered that there is actually a lot of people still holding on to the past, with animal welfare being around basically the five freedoms, which is largely absence from bad things. If that makes any sense. So the animal shouldn't be hungry or thirsty or sick. You know, you should look after them. But that's, for us, that's the table stakes. And what we looked at was the people who were innovating in that space of how do you create positive animal welfare. And what we've tried to do is take those activities that we think allow the birds to express their instinctive behaviour and create patterns that
give them joy and give them sort of happiness while they're with us. So it was pushing towards this concept of a life worth living, and I think that's what we've discovered through going on this journey, is that living creatures like hens, who are sociable, intelligent little things in their own little henny way, need a life that's worth living. And so what we want to do is provide an environment for them and get our staff into that as well, so they're not really just around it used to be stockmen, you know, the names of the guys, and now they're all, you know, they're all hen keepers, and it's our language and our culture that we're trying to reorient towards those practices and just make that the Henergy way of doing things. So interactions I have with people are good, positive interactions between the people and the hens, and then we try and allow very quiet mechanical practices to do the other stuff. So again, it's just trying to design the environment and invest in that design so that we can get the best outcomes for the birds and our people.
Right, so we're just about to go into one of the new sunshine barns. Looking through a window here at the hens.
So one thing that we found is that we want to be quite transparent with our customers. So all these barns have been fitted with a viewing room now, so we can bring tour groups and basically show the systems that these eggs are produced in. So you can see here the sunshine barn has been fitted out with the natural daylight shutters at the top, so they're opening and closed each day to provide natural light into the house. And then on top of that, we get the winter gardens on the outside where the hens, depending on the weather, will, you know, in the future will have access to those areas.
People might wonder why you would continue to keep hens in a barn, and why not go all free range if you're trying to bring joy to the hen?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So what we studied, we looked at a lot of free-range systems and farms, and what we found, and I encourage people to look at their own practices, there's some very good free-range farmers, and there are some very, very average, very large-scale free-range going on that we think actually we can do better with our barns, and we like the fact that with the barns we can do the environmental side of the story as well. So free-range struggles a little more with that because of the way that the hens are on there. Constrained pasture. So what we do, we want to do really well. So if we do barns, we want to do that well. We also have designed for the birds to come outside in our new barns, as you saw today, and have that really large atrium space with natural sunlight and a lot of entertainment inside of the barns. So where we choose to be, we want to be the best at that, and we've chosen our barns and our Henergy Pure is what we think are the best expressions of stockmanship and hen care that we can do.
About 130,000 eggs a day roll out of the barns onto an overhead 400-metre-long conveyor belt towards a high-tech grading machine designed to keep human interaction with the chooks to a minimum.
Yeah, so what we've done is tried to design our site in a manner that all the manual tasks are automated, so that enables us to concentrate our staff on the well-being and welfare and the hens, the entertainment aspect of it. So all our egg collection is fully automated, so they from the nest boxes the eggs gently roll away and go through the grader, and the first time a human will pick up that egg is when the customer at home picking it out of the packet.
Everything we're doing is keeping the egg clean from as soon as it's laid, where it gently rolls away from the chickens, to being conveyed here on a clean belt, all the eggs sorted into the grades, looking inside the egg to pull out any imperfections, even giving a UV zap on the egg just to make sure that there's no bugs at all.
The eggs are popped into their cartons and head off to supermarkets around New Zealand, some as far as Singapore. Meanwhile, back at the main office in Graham Napier's old farmhouse, Chief Executive Michael Jameson is hatching plans to trademark the Hentertainment concept.
Yeah, we think it's a cool name. we were laughing about Hennovation as well as a way forward. But again, language is important. If we can use the right words, we all sort of get into the right mindset of what we're talking about. And the idea with Hentertainment for me is that In time, as we get better at this and we can show the results are actually improvements, you heard of some of the improvements that we've seen already from Brent today, but we think other farms will be interested in this. And we would like to, in time, open our practices so that we actually advance animal welfare in New Zealand as opposed to just being a Henergy thing. So we want to be able to teach people. And so as you saw today, we've also got the beginnings of how we could get people here to tour the farm. They could, for example, today pick eggs from the pure wagons. They could go on into the viewing decks of the larger barns. We've got a little shop that cooks. Our egg products, there's not lots of little pieces that are starting to slowly get put together, but it's expensive and it takes time, and we're still, for all our growth, we're still a relatively small Wairarapa business in the middle of a large industry.
Michael Jameson.